Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for allowing me to record this call. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so what are you bringing to the call today?
So I guess the thing that I want to improve on is communication. And communication, I guess, with everybody. Children, spouse, colleagues, subordinates, key management, across the board.
Wow. Okay. Well, when you say improve communication, what would that look like for you?
So first for my spouse, a way to me communicate that makes him, like, that's less defensive. That make him less defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah. So, like, so that when I communicate with him, he doesn't feel like I'm attacking him or judging him. Or I guess mainly to make him feel validated.
Mm.
And then with subordinates or colleagues, I would say communication in a way that makes them feel that I'm not going to be harsh on them and that they're like part of the team and they're valued and they want to work on my projects.
Okay. So how are these two things related?
I don't think they are.
Really?
Are they?
Okay.
I mean, I thought communication, those are two that I think are like ones that I've received feedback on. So I don't have any, nothing from my key management about dealing with the executives or the CEO, but maybe because you're talking senior level person to senior level person, but with the colleagues or the lower level people, I want to make sure that they want to work on my projects and are excited about them. And so I think I need to communicate in a way or use the right words to get them energized to, be excited when one of my projects come in.
Mm-hmm. So what's bringing this to the forefront, this desire to communicate better? What's bringing that up for you right now?
So for my husband, it's just he tells me. So that one's pretty, straightforward, and it's always been an issue. This isn't anything new. It's like I just want to make sure that, he doesn't feel like I'm attacking him or when I pose the right words, when I question him or ask something of him, he doesn't feel like, how he has to defend himself, that you can just have like a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would that be like to just have a conversation?
Well, I don't know. What would it be like?
Mm-hmm.
So that the person that you're talking to doesn't feel like they have to, that you can just have dialogue, not defend themselves, not justify their actions, not justify their position, not be cautious, be like open maybe.
Mm. Okay. So I'm getting the picture a little bit here. So then what would success on today's call look like for you? We've got a half hour here, so what would you like to have by the end of today's session?
Well, I think maybe just tools for me to implement in both those scenarios, like tools or little tricks or a behavior or something that for me to ponder. So when I'm talking to either my spouse or had conversations with colleagues that I can somehow convey, you know, for my colleagues that, hey, you're a big part of the team. You know, I think they feel valued. I think they feel valued. That's not the issue. The issue is to feel them that they're empowered to contribute and be successful and that we can win. Because even if we don't win them, you want them to feel like they can win, or the group that we can win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 'Cause you can't win all the time when you have competition.
Mm-hmm. And when you say win, what do you mean?
Like win a brief, win a project, be chosen, our submission be chosen over our competition. So most of the projects that we work on, there's probably like, say, five other competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So we want ours to be perceived by the consumer as the best one, or perceived by the developers that we submit to as the best one.
Mm, okay. All right. So if you were able to get this today from our call, these behaviors to ponder, you said, the tools or tricks to implement, what would that give you that you don't have now?
Something to think about.
Something to think about. Okay, so is that what you're going for today, really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, think about it, or a little tool or something. I mean, now you can't fix everything in one call, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, hey, have you ever thought of, before you speak or do this, or before you do something, try this, or have you thought about approaching it this way? You know, stuff like that.
Mm. Okay. Well, coaching is not really giving advice. as I told you earlier, it's not really giving advice, but definitely we can work on giving you some things to think about.
Yeah, that'd be
How's
good.
How's that sound?
Well, I mean, tools, does it give you tools or not really?
Well, let's just see how it goes.
Okay.
All right, well, where would you like to start? With your colleagues or with your spouse?
Spouse.
Okay. Okay. Tell me what you're aiming for here. What would good communication look like?
Good communication. Open, like that my mind is open, and he would receive my words that I use and not feel like I'm attacking him, or like he has to justify his, or that he would have to justify his actions or his position or his actions or his position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've mentioned that several times about feeling attacked and feeling like he has to justify himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are his words.
Okay.
He feels like when I speak, I'm attacking him. So I don't want to speak that he feels like I'm attacking him, or he has to justify his, you know, position or his why he chose to do something this way. So I want to use words that don't come across that way.
Mm. Right. How would you want him to feel?
What I want him, when I talk, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you want him to feel like when you talk to him?
Just that, you know, it's a dialogue, and I want him to feel that, I guess I want him to feel validated,
mm-hmm.
and valued. I guess that might be the same thing, validated and valued.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I want him to feel.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned earlier that you want to come across as open. What does that look like?
What?
You mentioned earlier that you part of being a good communicator is that you would come across as open.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be open to his ideas, receiving them, but you don't have to necessarily implement, just to, you know, bring them in and consider them as one of the ideas or one of the approaches, and then, you know, put them in the box, the pot, you know, his ideas, someone else's ideas, my ideas, and, you know, like, evaluate all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, what would have to shift in you, Lynn, to be open?
What would have to shift in me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, probably a brain transplant.
So you're laughing. So what's funny about that?
You what?
I said, what's funny about that?
Well, no, it's just like, okay, so what has to change in me to receive, to be more open to someone else's ideas? I guess you have to come to the table or to the event or to anything with no preconceived ideas or no hidden agenda, just totally with a blank slate. Because if you come to it with a hidden agenda or your ideas or what you really want, then you're going to be closed and it's going to come across that you don't really care and they don't feel valued. So I think you have to come to it, any kind of dialogue with just, okay, I'm going to be totally non-judgmental, non-defensive on my part, just totally open. Like not trying to get your way, not trying to sway it so it happens, you know, what you want to happen.
It sounds like you already know a lot about what good communication looks like.
You think? Okay.
So
well, then I don't do it. I can't. I know what it looks like, but I must not be. I'm obviously not doing it. You know what I mean?
What specifically are you not doing that you'd like to do?
Well, I don't know if it's what I'm doing that I don't want, that I want to do differently. It's that the way I'm received, I want to be different. So that's, I don't know, that's why maybe the purpose of the call. I don't know what to do differently. Because if I did, I'd be doing it. So I think the end result is you want to be received, like, you know, like not, that it's not defensive or, you know, I want to be received differently. So I have to do something differently, but I don't know what to do differently to be received differently.
Okay. All right. So how do you want to be received, Lynn, in these conversations with your spouse?
Well, I want him to be, like, excited to have a conversation with me versus dreading. And maybe it's like body language. Maybe I'm reading more into it, but I don't think so. I think he feels like I'm always attacking him. So I don't want to come across that way. I don't want to come across as, you know, judging or, you know, all those negative attributes that I mentioned. I want to come across as just, you know, an active participant in a conversation that, you know, you're just sharing ideas. I guess more, you know, you want to be received as just sharing ideas and not trying to get it my way, which is the way I think it comes across, is when I'm trying to always get things my way.
So if I were a fly on the wall, and
yeah.
you and your spouse were having a great conversation, really good communication. What would I be seeing you do?
Me or him?
You.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be leaning forward, having good eye contact, and not interrupting.
Okay. Well, how does that feel when you say that?
When I say lean forward and when I say lean forward, I feel that's the way I think it should be.
Mm.
So I think that's what you should do. You should lean forward so they know you're interested. This is just anybody, not just your spouse. And I think the eye contact is really critical.
Mm-hmm.
Leaning forward, eye contact, and not interrupting. Okay. Yeah. So leaning forward, having eye contact is easy for me. The not interrupting is the not easy part.
Mm.
And the eye contact is harder because he doesn't do that, but I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking, but I think when you have eye contact, it shows you're really interested in someone and what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're like glancing over their shoulder or you're looking down or you're looking out there, to me it gives you the perception that you want to go to the next thing, you want to bolt out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it's good to have that.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it feel to say those things?
Mm-hmm.
It feels okay.
Okay. You said that this is what you should do.
Huh?
You said that these are the things that you should do, and you said that not interrupting is not as easy for you. What's making
right.
that? What makes that hard?
Because my brain is always moving to the next thing.
Mm.
So my brain is like thinking about the next, like if someone's talking, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say and what they're going to say. I'm already like 3 steps ahead.
Mm.
And also he's very slow and kind of like long-winded. And so I tend to interrupt because I want to move on to the next thing quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm always processing a couple steps ahead versus just processing what's taking place at the mm-hmm. current moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's that, you know, what's it costing you to be 3 steps ahead and always?
What's it costing me?
What's it costing you? Uh-huh.
What does it cost me?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you're 3 steps ahead, then you tend to interrupt because you're ready to go to the next thing, or you think you know what the person's going to say, and so then they don't feel like you really care about what they're saying because you're interrupting.
So maybe they're not feeling as validated or valued?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because then if you're interrupting, then they think, well, what does it matter what I have to say? Because she knows what I'm going to say next anyway because I'm interrupting.
Mm-hmm. Again, it seems that you know what you need to do, and I'm just wondering what's getting in your way here?
It must be habit.
Hmm.
I mean, because if you know what you need to do, and be patient, but so then it's a habit. But then also, I need to find a better way to say, okay, like I'm kind of a yes and no person.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to do this? I'd say, do you want to do this? And I would expect yes or no. But then I get, well, the advantage of this one is this, and the advantage of this, but then, you know, I like this one because you can go this route, and all I'm wanting is a yes or a no, like A or B. I don't want all this dialogue about, you know, and that's the bad thing because then some people want to give you all that dialogue because that's important to them. Mm. It's important to their process, where I'm just a yes and a no person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're a little over halfway into our call, so I just want to check, is our conversation so far moving you in the direction that you wanted for today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So you move pretty fast, and it sounds like your spouse is different. And he's wanting to process while and have a dialogue, which is what you said earlier, that was what good communication looked like, just having a dialogue.
Right.
So what do you make of that?
Well, he wants to have a dialogue, and I just want to have a yes or a no.
Hmm.
But I know that he wants to have a dialogue, so if you're sensitive to someone's other person's, you know, feelings and makeup, then I think it's up to me to try to change to give him more of what he needs. Mm. But that's hard because when you're not wired that way, you know, when you're wired to yes or no, chop, chop, move on, it's hard to change, but you want to change so someone else feels, you know, more valued and feels like they're important because that's the way they're wired.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if this conversation about communication could be about something deeper or bigger here. What do you think?
Well, that's pretty hard to ask me because I don't like to think. So, I mean, I'm more like, you know, I'm not deep. So when you say, well, is it something bigger? It's like, okay, wait a second. That's got to be something deeper. And then what would that be? I mean, I guess it could be wanting to do it your way, maybe. Maybe it means wanting to do it your way so that you tend not to listen to what they have to say because in the end you want to just do it your way.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you interrupt because you want to do it your way. You don't want them to talk because you just want to do it your way. But then that kind of gets confusing with the yes and no because if someone tells me no, I say okay, and I usually don't try to convince them to go my way. I mean, no is a no. And I'm more black and white, yes, no. Of course, I always want it my way. So I'm more black and white, where I think he's more, you know, he likes to think of the options, likes to dream, likes to, you know, go back and forth, talk about it for 30 minutes, where I'm like, yes or no. Mm. So I don't know, I guess the bigger thing, you ask for what's bigger. Mm-hmm. Could it be bigger? I'm sure it has to be bigger, right? I mean, I think it has to be bigger. What is the bigger thing? I don't know.
Hmm.
I guess wanting to be right. If you said, okay, what does it have to, if I had to put an answer, I'd say right being, yeah, having to do it right or get my way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that sounds like a bit of an insight there that this is maybe about wanting to do things your way and you aren't as willing to have that dialogue that you see as part of this improving the communication because you don't want that input.
Right.
How does that land?
No, I think that's probably accurate.
Mm.
You don't want to talk because you just want to march along and do it your way.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to have a dialogue because you already know what you want. You just want to march along.
Mm. So how does that work with having improved communication?
Well, if you're not just going to march along and do it your way, or, I mean, maybe it's not improved communication. Maybe that's just you're faking it. You know that you're supposed to, maybe it's different. You know you're supposed to be interested. You know you're supposed to be patient. You know you're supposed to be open. But that's probably not the real problem. The real problem is you want it your way. You know what I mean? Because you have to be open to the communication, because you, not just to do it, but because you really want to, because you really want input.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to see another person's perspective.
Mm.
So...
Yeah.
I think it's
feel like
to come
when you say that.
Huh?
What does that feel like when you say that?
Say what? Like it's
what
bigger
you just
issue.
Said, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, yeah. For me, it's all very difficult because I don't like to think about any of this stuff. I just like to do.
Mm.
I'm just a doer. So to think about. Maybe it needs to be more in the brain, in the heart, than just in the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it needs to be more, okay, what's my heart telling me?
Mm-hmm.
And your heart saying, well, you're not always right. It's not a dictatorship here. But then that's what your heart's telling you. But then the behavior is you want it your way. Because deep down, you think you're always right. You must think your ideas are better. I must think my ideas are better.
Mm.
So that's why I interrupt. That's why I interrupt, and I forgot what I said. Interrupt. Oh, lean forward and eye contact. Yeah.
Mm.
I'd say interruption is probably the biggest issue.
Mm-hmm. I know that that you have a hard stop in 2 minutes, so I'm wondering where we are or where you are when you think back where we started this session today, and how did we do?
Well, I'd say we did good because I was forced to think, and I don't like to think. I mean, I like to think about... tactful things, you know, tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to think about emotions and my feelings.
Mm.
So the fact that I just had to sit and think about my feelings and my behavior and why do I do that is really good because I don't ever take time to do that.
Mm. Mm. So what are you going to do with this between now and our next call?
Huh. I don't know. I'm going to try to dig a little deeper into my own thoughts and heart and the impact I have on him when I interrupt and don't make him feel valued.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the impact... You know, rather than just think about, okay, me, my way, I have to interrupt, I can't interrupt, I can't do this. I think I need to think about the impact I have on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what impact is it when you interrupt someone? What kind of impact does it have when, you know, they don't feel valued and it's because of my communication style?
Mm.
I think it's all related to my communication style, not my heart. I mean, I think you have to deeply get in your heart of why you feel that way,
mm-hmm.
but... The only way he's feeling this, that I interrupt him, then he feels, why even talk, because I'm going to interrupt. That mm. is, you know, his feelings, and that's not positive when you interrupt.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so I'm seeing that we're at the top of the hour, and I know you have to go, so I will send you some time later, and we will pick this up. How is that? If we pick this up where we left off.
That sounds perfect.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, okay.
Let me know when you want to set it up.
Okay, I'll send you a note.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.